Paul Jędrzejczyk with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined in the studio by Dennis Moosberger. He's with the Arena District. How are you doing today, Dennis?
I am just peachy. It's a lovely day to be alive, isn't it?
Absolutely. Good to have you in.
I'm having fun already. We just got started.
And we only have water here.
Pass another Cabernet, will you please, Paul?
So what exactly is the Arena District, and what's its mission?
All right. Arena District was created 8 years ago to basically, as a hospitality venue, force to unite a bunch of hospitality venues into a group that could co-op market each other to create awareness of what's going on downtown, and that via marketing platforms like our Taste Grand Guide, events like our Cinco de Mayo event or GR's Got Talent event, and or advocacy platforms like the nighttime parking pass, which nobody knows about.
And I was one of the first people who took that offer up.
You're tapped in.
I think it's a fantastic deal, $17 a month after 4:30.
Yep. I mean, everybody I tell it to has said, oh, really? He said, yeah, really? That's a great thing. But they, you know, to get the gumption to walk down to the parking commission and pick up your pass, it's like, you know, where's that? Oh, I don't want to bother with it. But it's so inexpensive.
It's worth it.
Yeah, it is. Two times you park at a structure, it pays for itself.
Sure.
So, it's another driver getting people downtown and to come downtown more often because everything that's happening is right here.
Right, right. Now, so the ball got rolling on that 8 years ago. Who are some of the businesses involved?
We have everyone from the Barfly Ventures Group. That's McFadden's, Hopcat, Stella Viceroy, and soon to be Grand Rapids Brewing.
Right.
To the Bob, of course. They were an icon in the very beginning of it. We've had pretty much everybody up and down the Ionia Strip from Louis Benton to Rockwell Republic to, Sundance to Jay Gardell's has been a real big supporter along with Bull's Head. So, and then the Amway Grand Properties, Cygnus, Bruce Chris is in it, and so is the Bistro. Bistro Bellavita's always been a big supporter. They've been there since the beginning. So, you know, we've probably enlisted another dozen people since last year.
Is there a certain radius or anything like that?
DDA confines, pretty much downtown within DDA boundaries, you know, and that's the river in Michigan and Lafayette and Wealthy. So the kind of like anybody's welcome. I didn't mention good old One Trick and Cottage Bar.
Well, we can't forget those guys.
Those
Vermeules are awesome.
Right, right. So we have a whole array that we put out in our annual Taste Grand Book. You know, and we're very happy to include, you know, anybody else that's downtown as a venue that's really stays open for at night. You know, anybody that works at night. But it's open to almost anybody. I mean, we encourage people to volunteer in our group. Most of our people are way too busy to do anything. I mean, pretty much I've run it with the help of a treasurer, and Gary at Barfly has been the vice president for a while. But, you know, we're looking for more input from community members because we'd like to engage people that are concerned about downtown, love downtown, want to be part of the scene, want to be part of an event or be part of the strategic plan that we put out there. And just to say what a great a town Grand Rapids is, and people.
So was it you who spearheaded it?
I started it. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought someone would take it over, but nobody's volunteered.
No
yet.
Luck.
So, yes, I'm the permanent volunteer, I guess, so far. In fact, Paul, if you had any extra time, you know, we can talk after the show because we'd like you to.
I've got so many things.
Yes, I know. You're a juggler too. Aren't
yeah,
you know
lots
word?
Of hobbies.
Yes. This
but
might,
it's all fun. It's Grand
this
Rapids.
Is taking over as more than a hobby, but we're getting a lot done and a lot's going on. You know, you've come to some of the Culture Club events.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, we just finished the GR's Got Talent, which was a great event. And we had so much good feedback from an array of people that signed up. We had 140 people sign to audition.
Wow.
And we had a battle of the bands at the Pyramid Scheme. I forgot the Pyramid Scheme. They're great supporters, and they did a great job for us over at the Pyramid Scheme for the battle of the bands. Had 10 bands. Then we had 2 days of auditions over at the Wiggy Theater, and Glenn, the director over there, was kind enough to let us use the theater for 2 full days, and it was just nonstop, you know, auditions, and we pulled out the best 12 in the youth group, a 10 to 17, and the best adults 18 plus. And had it at the Civic Theater on the 18th. So, you know, this little 11-year-old girl won just broke everybody's heart. She was just spectacular.
She was a singer?
I think that we should start a booking agency here, Paul, because I would hire her in a heartbeat. She is just a wonderful singer. And an unknown band called Bennett, three guys that are 17, 18, 19 years old, and they write their own material. Really nice, cool, laid-back, you know, songs that they did. It's just, and great performers. I mean, just natural kids that have just put it out there. You wouldn't know. We were surprised at the quality of the talent.
Oh, fantastic. I wish I had a chance to make it. I saw a lot of stuff coming across Facebook. Looked like a great time.
It was fun. It was too much going on that day. A pretty day. We're trying to work around the scheduling next time. So it was the only day we could get the Civic Theater. And they did a fabulous job for us as far as just staging and everything. So it was fun.
Now, you guys are working on a big art prize preview coming up. So what's the scoop on
Art
that?
Prize Preview is another book we put out. It'll be about a 32-page booklet that is most of our members at our art venues, as well as we've reached out to retail stores and even some of the social services agencies that have art to enlist their artists to be up a week before Art Prize. So Art Prize starts on the 19th. They will be up on the 12th.
Okay.
This book will come out the week before, the first week in September. And it's basically a map around for locals to use to see art before the throngs hit on the 19th. So you can capture a lot of art in smaller venues you wouldn't have time or get to see.
Sure.
And you can also use it the week after Art Prize because we're encouraging all the artists to stay up another week. So you actually have 2 weeks of art visualization that you wouldn't have without, you know, putting this book together. So it'll be available in apartments and condo complexes, hotels and motels on 28th Street in downtown. All of our venues will have the book. Experienced GR will have the book. So, and you'll see it in a lot of Van Andel DeVos that they're participating too, as well as the Graham is participating.
So you want to get people engaged in the art about the week before Art Prize.
You know, because people, you know, it gets so big that people tend to avoid coming downtown because of it. But this way they can come downtown and not be
casual, have a drink,
can
dinner,
park easy,
see what's going to be showing up.
Exactly.
Sure.
And then do it afterwards too, because there's spots that they would never have time to go to.
Sure.
Now you got a month to go to it. So
it
really is something we put out there and people have enjoyed it. And they'll be carrying our little books around, our little black books you'll be seeing around.
Nice, nice. So, now, we also talked about the Culture Club events. And as mentioned, I'd been out to some of those that you've had over the last few years. What are some of the other ones you have coming up for the fall? I know you think you mentioned me before. You don't have specific dates, but they can go to the website arenadistrictgr.com and check those out.
Yep.
But what's on the docket?
Well, we're looking at German in October, Oktoberfest. And we try to mix it up a little bit so we have a different culture in the last years, but that worked really well. And in November, we had American Indian, and that worked really well.
Okay.
September, we're going to do African at the, I believe, at the Vault, at the Van Andel Arena.
So yeah, the new Fifth Third restaurant.
Yeah, so that we haven't locked the date for that yet because there's a lot to put together last minute and people, you know, don't commit too far out in advance for some of these places, especially the restaurants have a little hard time.
Sure.
So That's we do about, I'd say, 8 to 10 of those a year, and we get about 100 people. It's, you know, basically they can taste food, they can see a cultural activity. We try to get a slice of life speaker, do a little raffle maybe, you know. So, you know, for 2 hours you get a little cultural injection, you know, of whatever that country's culture is all about.
Sure.
So it's a lot of fun.
Sure. Now, you also have another fun event coming up in October, a musical chairs event. What's the scoop on that?
Musical chair games we were going to have in September. We pushed it back because there's just too many people doing too many things, and we want to get teams together. So we really want to encourage, you know, lawyer firms versus other legal firms and CPAs versus CPAs and police versus fire and, you know, get them out there in costume, if you will, and or in team T-shirts, any kind of spirited thing. And have them have a professional musical chair event where the whole street of Ionia is blocked off from Fulton to Weston.
Okay.
With bleachers on one side and a little platform for the king and queen on the other side.
Okay.
And having four heats, one with being a children's heat to start, encourage families and kids to come down, and then adult heats, two adults, and a final heat at the end for $1,000 prize. But really, it's kind of like camaraderie, team spirit. You know, the prize is good to win, but we might be talking to the adventure folks and seeing if after their adventure run that they do in the morning, that they springboard into this, and it's pre-Halloween, so people can really get dressed up and have a whole day of fun. Of costumes. So that would be on the Saturday the 27th. Once we get that in play with the city, and I think that shouldn't be too hard.
Now, what about folks who want to get involved with the Arena District, whether it's a business who wants to join or somebody who wants to volunteer?
Volunteers can go to info@arenadistrictgr.com and just sign up. If they want to get specific, they can go to grsgottalent.com and sign up there for, just for that event. But, you know, we encourage people to have a little spare time. You can get as involved as you want. You can work 10 hours a week. You can work 40 hours a week. You can work per event.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Just commit a block of time that you want to get involved from the planning an event to putting together one of our new Taste Grand Guide that's coming out, our Art Prize Preview book, to working in with a city and going to DDA meetings and city meetings and Downtown Alliance meetings and voicing, you know, our platforms on different issues, and just try and encourage more interaction between people that live here, people that may want to live here, or people going to school. I mean, we have a lot of young people, of course, interns that come in. And so it's really, you know, any age, any, you know, religion, any ethnicity, doesn't matter. We really encourage diversity because we have a great group of kids that we've we've been working with, and they've been, you know, they're the heart and soul of the whole organization. So
fantastic.
That's what we encourage.
This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Dennis Moosberger from the Arena District. If you want to get more details, you can visit arenadistrictgr.com. They've got a Art Prize preview coming up the week before Art Prize. Check that out. Thanks so much for joining me, Dennis.
Thank you, Paul. It was fun. Appreciate it.